Weekend across the Great Gulf Coast, extra day or so for people to get off from work and get out and do some fishing, kind of the official end of summer, but not really unofficially. We've got several more weeks of probably the hot weather to go through. But anyway, we got a little rain situation out there, and let's check in with Robbie Campo and find out what the situation is at Campo's Marina. Robbie, I know a lot of people are chomping at the bit on Labor Day weekend. What are you seeing down there? Are people kind of doing a see and wait situation? Or are they going ahead and trying to get in what looks like could be a very narrow window of opportunity? What's going on down there?
Actually, Don, we have no one here. People were turning around on the four lane. It was raining, on the way down here. But we're in a little break right now. I looked at the radar just a few minutes ago. There's a lot of rain coming from the mouth of the river, like coming straight towards Lake Bourne. I don't believe it's going to be too much longer before that gets here. We probably got maybe an hour or so window. But it doesn't look like it's too heavy. Looks like it's got a lot of green in it. The one little part over Port Sulphur had some reds, a little bit of red and a little bit of yellow in it. But for the most part, I believe, I think it's just going to be light rains today. Me personally, I wouldn't be fishing in that. But, hey, some people only have a Saturday to go or whatever, a weekend to go. Hey. If you're going, the fishing wasn't that bad this week. We had some boats that made it out, Don, Thursday morning to the sound out there by around Central area and the Central Riggs area. They put some fish in the boat early in the morning. The wind did pick up on the way in. My dad fished Thursday in Lake Bourne here on the eastern shoreline with the guys from next door here, Mr. Alan Blanchett and Michael Rooney and them guys. And they went and fished down the eastern shoreline toward Bayo Piedro. They wound up with 27 specks, 30 white trout, a couple reds, a couple puppy drums, trying to wind up making a mixed box. But the speckled trout were really nice. So that's telling me that, some of these fish are starting to migrate back in from the outside out there. So I would think within the next, everybody, the trout are hitting Lake Bourne. Well, they caught some. But I think in the next couple of weeks here, Don, these fish are going to start filtering back in, and you're going to start seeing some trout action, through this Pontchartrain estuary right here. I think that's going to, the Pontchartrain Basin is going to start heating up. So, and as over on the west side of the Mystico, on the south side of the Mystico, going on the Black Bay side, this river's really low. I think you're going to start seeing some fish caught around that, right around that Bayou La Mer area by Delacro, Bayou Terra Buff, some people call it, over there around Gulfish Pass, Lake Campo, Full Horse. That area should start heating up here in the next couple of weeks also because, the salt water's moving back in, which is a good thing for fishing. It kind of wreaks havoc on Plaquemines Parish's water, and I know they're watching that close, but, hey, we were raised in a saltwater estuary, not in a freshwater. So if there's speckled trout in there to be caught, we like to see them being caught.
Yeah, it is kind of shaping up to be a nice late summer, early fall season. Any reports of anybody seeing any teal out there in Biloxi Marsh when they're running around?
My son told me they fished out. He fished Thursday also. They went over in the Bob's Lake area, and they saw some. They saw about 500 in one bunch out there up in that Biloxi Marsh. Now, teal ducks are a crazy thing because one day they're not there, and the next day they're there. So, you go without seeing any, and then all of a sudden they're just there. So, but he did see a bunch, and he said they was in one band. They didn't separate and go. They just stayed in one bunch and landed in the pond back of kind of around McGill's Lagoon back that way. So, which is off of by Biloxi. So. They do have some teal ducks come down already. I heard some reports over on the south, you know, around the Delacro side, that they're seeing some over there, kind of around the Carnarvon area by Scarsdale. Mm. But and down toward the river, toward Beschel's Marina down that way, they're seeing some teal ducks. But tell you the truth, Don, I have not personally I've never seen any yet. So, and I've been riding the boat a little bit. I haven't seen any yet. So, but not to say, like I said, one day they're there, next day they're not.
Well, the tricky thing about that Biloxi marsh and teal is they got a plant that grows in there, and you and I have probably talked about it before, called tickweed. And it makes a seed head, and it's called tickweed because these seeds are little tiny black. They're about the size of a tick. And when that stuff germinates and falls in the water, the teal, it's almost like having bait in the water. Now, the problem is it doesn't stay around there long. Usually by the first week in November, it's gone. But when you can find that tickweed, that's where you're going to find those teal. And that's probably what your boy ran into, was a patch of tickweed, and that's why those teal were so thick in there. So if you do your scouting and you find your tickweed, set up on that, and that's going to be your best shot to maybe do a little bit of cast and blast in a couple of weeks when it opens up.
Yep. That's probably right. But, you know, Don, this is the last weekend of Star Tournament, so
right.
If anybody wants to fish that thing, you know, one last time, this is the last hoorah, guys. So, you know, it's over with Labor Day. So, I mean, if you're not in, get in. And I wouldn't go out without it, because there's always a chance of catching that fish.
Yeah.
So, and I've seen it happen before later in the game. So, get you know, if you're not signed up, do so and go out there and try to catch it. If you're going to fish this weekend, if not, it's over with come Monday, right? I think Monday is the last
Monday
day.
5 o'clock, yeah, 5 p.m. All the fish will be final by then. Robbie, give out your phone number, because there's probably people going to be wanting to call you throughout this afternoon and maybe tomorrow, doing some weather check and see, asking you what it's looking like, because they're probably on hold, not sure whether they want to go out and chance it or not. So if you would, give out the best number they can call you at the marina.
You can call us at area code 504-239-6377. And this phone gets answered all day long. So tanks are full of bait over here, so we've just ready for somebody to come on out and, you know, come on fishing.
Let me say it. Hook the left when you get to the bridge. Did I do it right?
You got it, buddy.
All right, brother.
You got it.
See you
all
next
right.
week.
Talk to you later, Don. All right,
there
bye-bye.
Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shelby.